It's Rihanna. All the hits.
FM 104. Yeah. I want you to love me. It's the Throbri. Ahlaklak. FM 104. The Throbri. Ahlaklak. FM 104.
Ooh, you naughty boys.
Oh, we can fly.
Can you hear that?
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104 and we are live on a hot air balloon, the Strawberry Balloon. It's in the shape of a strawberry.
We're getting a lot of strange looks from around room now.
There's people here who are surrounded by mums and dads and kids on the way to school taking pictures. You were worried about being freezing, you know, having six jackets and everything. No, this is nice and toasty.
So wherever you are, if you're kind of near enough and you can see a strawberry balloon in the distance, Texas.
It is pretty high, so if you want to have a look, if you're in the Drimna area, if you're feeling by, if
it's very calm though.
Lewis, it is calm. It's because you don't really notice it. You don't notice how high it's getting. Like 1 minute you're on the ground, the next minute you're flying high like this.
In normal life, you'd be that kind of scared of it, that much flames 2 inches above your head, but it's okay.
How are you feeling? Reason. I was nervous earlier on, I have to say. And we're with our pilot here. What's your name?
My name is Pauline.
Pauline, how long have you been flying these things?
For over 15 years.
So we're in safe hands. Safe hands. Is this perfect conditions for flying a hot air balloon?
It's absolutely perfect. We've nice calm conditions, clear blue skies, no fog, so it's absolutely perfect.
We're live on top of Easton's O'Connell Street for no reason than just we like to have a laugh. And it's a nice morning. It's dry. The roads have been cleaned. O'Connell Street looks clean.
Looks beautiful.
So let's take a picture of that.
Good morning to Jessica at the Newsweek stand. She texted in.
Hello, Jessica. There she is.
Can I have a strawberry cuddle?
You got Jessica there. You can zoom in on Jessica Johnson.
I'll tell you what.
Down at the Newsweek stand. Don't drop that camera.
There's a few buses and stuff driving by. Give us a beep if you're going to be nodding.
I'm going to put this down. I'm going to take the loud hailer just to get O'Connell Street involved here, okay?
Okay, get O'Connell Street involved. Right. And everyone else listening to us, 53104, where are you nodding? Here we go.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you.
One, two. Here we go.
A bit louder.
Good morning, Jessica. Jessica, the Newsweek stand. She's the most beautiful girl on O'Connell Street.
Scarlett,
we
Jessica.
Love you, Jessica.
Scarlett.
Nod your noggin. Yes.
Give us a beep.
Give us a beep, Dublin. There's the number 9. Good morning, and the number 9.
The FM 104 Phone Show, 104-hour challenge. The race to Moldova. It's begun.
Let's get on to Ryanair flight to Oslo Riga Airport.
I'm out on board the Jonathan Swift. I haven't been on one of these boats in years since I was a kid.
The clock has started and the race is on.
I'm literally walking the streets of Oslo randomly.
The first one to outreach Moldova wins a plane ticket back to Dublin, while the loser makes their own way back home. Follow the lads on fm104.ie and on our Facebook and Twitter.
And remember to donate.
Text CHILD to 57911. Text cost €2 plus a standard network charge. A minimum of €1.60 will be donated to FM104's Help a Dublin Child and Outreach Moldova. For more, see fm104.ie.
I am 40 metres away from the orphanage. I am walking towards the gate, lads. How are you?
My name is Valentina.
How, Valentina?
No shoes.
This girl is after walking out to meet me. There are red and white balloons outside the gate of this orphanage. And I'm walking up the driveway. I am walking up the driveway of the orphanage now. Can you hear the kids? Look at this crowd of children. Look at this crowd of children. Oh my God. Oh my God. Lads, there's about 200 children here. This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. Oh my God. No! I swear to God, this is the most incredible thing I've ever witnessed. The kids are waving flags with Team Adrian and Team Jeremy. Hello, everybody!
Adrian! Adrian! Adrian!
Hello. Oh, this is unbelievable. I've never. This is Susie, who runs this orphanage. Susie, how are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you doing? It's, you're first across the line. How does it feel?
Oh, this is an incredible welcome. I'm emotional, I have to say. This
There's
is
about
just,
200 kids here waiting for you at the
it's
gate.
It's just extraordinary.
Team Red have won, guys. Team Red, Adrian's team are here.
That's just extraordinary. It really is. I'm very touched by it. Okay, well, I'm finally here. I'm just about to arrive at the orphanage in Chest, thanks to Simon. Thank you very much, Simon.
No problem.
Simon met me at the train station. Used to listen to the show when he lived in Dublin. Let's beep the horn, let them know we're here. Ah, yes. Ah. I can hear them cheering in the background. You'll hear them yourself now in a second. Ah, finally here. After, well, I'm walking towards the orphanage, and it's literally hundreds and hundreds of children. Oh, and there's Adrian Kennedy, my old enemy, waiting for me. He has a guilty look on his face. I don't know what his problem is.
Hi, Susie, nice to meet you.
How are you?
Lovely to meet you.
Sorry, I look so tired and wrecked and all that. It's
Welcome
been a
while.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
You made it.
I made it, finally.
Oh, these lovely
welcoming.
Oh, this is unbelievable, isn't it? The balloons and all.
You've got to go over to Felicia.
Oh, a medal. Oh, thank you very much. I got a medal as well. Thank you.
You like cats, I believe.
I love cats, yes.
You said that you were missing your three cats at home.
I miss my cats,
That's
yes.
That's a present from them to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank
That's
you.
Felicia.
Ah, lovely. Thank you.
Come in and meet the kids.
Okay. I see all.
Look what the kids gave me.
Oh, the kids gave you a pair of runners. Yeah. Is this unbelievable? This reception.
It's extraordinary, yeah.
FM 104, rolling out the cash this Christmas. Even Santa's impressed. Oh.
Hello, Zundrum Crash.
This is the Strawberry Alarm Clock calling.
Who are we talking to?
This is Tina.
We need to know in the correct order the four artists.
Go for it, Tina.
Coldplay, U2, The Killers.
And?
Yeah.
You have just won €1,000 in cash for Christmas.
I think I'm asking
Tina,
you're
this is not a joke. You have won €1,000.
You could be our next cash winner. MSL Volkswagen at Balls Bridge, Grange, Park, and Sandyford. MSL.ie.
12 days of Christmas.
Only from Dublin's hit music station.
The girls are going to be delighted.
FM 104.
Mark, you know what? 2011 has been some year already, hasn't it?
I know, Jim. Can you imagine reading in the years for 2011?
They're going to need an hour special to get all the stuff that's happened this year. Think about it. Reading in the years 2011 is going to sound mad.
Sean Corley, I wish to inform the House that I will proceed presently to Áras an Uachtaráin to advise the President to dissolve Dáil Éireann.
President McAleese this afternoon dissolved the Dáil at the request of Taoiseach Brian Cowan.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Enda Kenny today became the fifth Fine Gael Taoiseach since the foundation of the state.
We are a people looking always and ever to the new possibilities of a new day, and that new day is here.
On the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth. On the edge.
A Uachtaráin, agus a chaoide.
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
It's fading, Lynn. Yes, we can.
It's about getting to the final, the 18th of September. Dublin are there!
Just where we wanted to be, we wanted to get into the All-Ireland final, and we're there now.
Dublin are back in this game in a big way! Kerry don't look their best at all today. Kerry do not look like they're going to win this. That's it!
It's a waffle.
Dublin are the All-Ireland champions for the first time since 1995! Come on, the Dubs!
colour this morning, Dublin are waking up as All-Ireland champions. They put in a magnificent display against Kerry.
2011. Could be Dublin's year, Nobby.
Could be, Jim. Could be.
The Dubs hit music station. FM 104.
Dublin's FM 104. Good evening and welcome live to Flannery's on Camden Street for the Vodafone Dub Hub. We're live on FM 104 ahead of the biggest match in Dublin football for 16 long years. And we're also live on hill16.ie. Now let me introduce your panel. First up, GAA correspondent Keane Murphy. 1995 All-Ireland winner with the Dubs, Paul Curran. Steady, steady. Representing Kerry, the legend that is Darragh O'Shea. And your host, Mr. Jason Sherlock.
Darragh, we'll start with you. Obviously, you had a distinguished career with Kerry. What's it like the weekend of an All-Ireland now that you're retired?
It's unusual. I've never been up in an All-Ireland on a Friday before, so... Being out here with a lot of Dubs has been intimidating for the first weekend. It's actually my first weekend actually playing in Ireland final against the Dubs. Not playing, but just experiencing final, yeah. But it's amazing because, down the country, it's in Kerry, it's absolutely phenomenal. The interest, because it's the Dubs and because it's the crack and the Jackeens versus the Colchis, you know, it's back overall over the years again. And we're a bit nervous about you, though. We're afraid that you're being very quiet. You're being too quiet, even though this crowd aren't quiet. But it seems down the country that you're being very quiet in the media. So we're worried about you.
I suppose we're lucky to have in the audience a few significant people. One of the former Dublin stars and media personalities, Senan Connell, joins us here. Senan, thanks for being here. How do you think the game will go on Sunday?
Media personality, you know, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Nice short, Senan.
I got it on radio, he can't sag this short. I'm just looking at Darragh O'Shea there, and he doesn't look that big in the flesh. So I'm just waiting for Wheelo to come in and stand beside him here. Yeah. Realise why Wheelo could never win a ball off him. it's really, as everyone has said, it's going to be 50-50. I think there's nothing between the two sides. Dublin have a serious game plan. Paco Lloyd dismantled that team that was hammered by Kerry a couple of years ago. And he's a system in place that works. He's a very potent forward line. And I think we're due a couple of big scores from Bernard Brogan and Adam Brogan there.
FM 104 Sport with Multitrip.com travel insurance. Time for a holiday. Time to get covered with Multitrip.com.
I'm Bernard O'Toole in Vodafone GAA.
Referee looks at his watch. Here he comes to win the All-Ireland. Buxton, he's putting over the bar, and Dublin are in front.
Drinking in the morning sun.
Uachtaráin na hÉireann, Uachtaráin cumann luas Jack Scale, a gcuid éirigh agus mincha bailíoch léa. Don Osir, my current Shaw Glocka, and son Fair Bolyakle! We've been fortunate enough to work with some unbelievable people. Pat Gilroy, David Wickey, Mickey Whelan, Paddy O'Donoghue, and everyone attached to the squad.
Calling all passengers for flight 104 to Ibiza. We are now boarding.
Here we go!
Here on FM 104, is It's Your Call. We're teaming up with Club 1830 as we head to Ibiza. Club 1830, it's what the summer is all about. And now we're taking FM 104's It's Your Call to the Party Island as we broadcast live back to Dublin. We're giving you and two mates the chance to join us. You'll be spending 7 nights in the Laura Apartments in San Antonio and join in on all the FM 104 fun. Just be with FM 104's It's Your Call tonight from 6 for your chance to win.
FM 104's It's Your Call.
Live from San Antonio, Ibiza, we're in the Laura Satellite Apartments. And here at Lisa. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Killian.
Are you all right? You having a good holiday?
Great holiday.
Come here, tell us, what's been your highlight so far?
Having the FM 104 crew in the apartment.
Nice, cheesy. I didn't even get a pair to say that. What's your plan for tonight then? Where are you heading?
Carl Cox.
Carl Cox in space.
space, yeah.
It's closing tonight, isn't it? So this is going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Look, you're picking the next song at FM104. Elise, what do you want it to be?
Jason Derulo, Don't Want to Go Home.
Happy days, here it is, your request on FM104. Is It's Your Call.
FM104. Jason Derulo. On FM, online, and on your smartphone. This is Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Hi, I'm Ross Lynch. The politicians have been sexing up the debate on the EU fiscal treaty. The yes and no campaigners have clashed in the Dáil on the vote, which happens on the 31st of May. FM 104's Stephanie Grogan has the latest now from Leinster House.
When it comes to referendums, the Treaty on Stability, Coordination and Governance in the Economic and Monetary Union isn't exactly the most exciting of topics. But things took a strange turn in the Dáil today when Richard Boyd Barrett and Eamon Gilmore clashed over Germany's and Greece's thoughts on the deal. And the use of language turned, well, a bit saucy.
Now, isn't it extraordinary when your comrades in Germany say the fiscal treaty represents a cutbacks orgy?
If we are to avoid what you call an orgy of cuts, we need to have access to emergency funding if we are ever to need it.
And it didn't stop there, with Richard Boyd Barrett pressing the issue until it all got too much for the poor Ciarán Cóirla.
And your own fetish for interesting vocabulary, such as orgies and arousals. And
can I have a question, please? I'm getting excited here myself, waiting for the question.
So more like a heated movie than a heated debate in the Dáil this morning.
FM 104, live.
Just one extraordinary picture we have on our Facebook page right now is of Dundrum Shopping Centre flooded. You will never see anything like this. This is just incredible. So if you do have any photographs for us, please send them in to us. Email phoneshow@fm104.ie. Now, I got a text just a moment ago from this lady. Nolene, how are you?
Well, I'm terrible, Adrian. I'm terrified. I'm a resident of Woodview Cottages in Matfarnham. For the last 3 hours, the houses now are starting to submerge in water. There's the houses on the far side of the mid, only a couple of houses here are lower down, so the water's got into their house, and it's up on the fourth step in my house. The car across is submerged in the water, it's totally gone. And the banks have burst. I have phoned.
The banks of the Dodder have burst?
The banks of the Dodder burst, yeah, about 3 hours ago, and no one has come down. Can't get through to 999. I rang the local guard station 3 times. They said, unfortunately, all the emergency services are out. I also rang the council. Their emergency number just cut off. No one answered. I've rang it about at least 15 times. I mean, our house here are surrounded by water, back, front, and in the middle. There's no way in and there's no way out.
And the water is slowly but surely creeping up the steps of your house?
The steps. It's now, there's 5 steps up to my house, and it's on the fourth one.
Dramatic scenes of a Dublin bus being flooded by canal water. Let's have a look at this video. This is up on our Facebook page as well. Oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Shit.
Oh my God,
this is a bus this evening literally being flooded by water.
So hold up a minute.
Wow. As I said, this video is up on FM104's Facebook page for all to see. That's incredible. This is the downstairs of a bus being flooded. Wow. There's a photograph of the Lewis trying to get through traffic, or trying to get through the floods. You can see why the Lewis is being disrupted. And it has badly hit public transport. People who were trying to use the Dart couldn't get past Dunleary if they were heading out towards Bray. The Lewis was cancelled in several directions. It's just been a nightmare night.
FM 104's Real Life.
Around a quarter of all Irish adults are regular smokers. Margaret used to be one of them. After 26 years, she finally kicked the habit for good 3 years ago.
Pat, he gave them up, my husband, and then I was the only one in the house that smoked, and I felt... anytime I wanted a cigarette, I'd go to the back garden. Then I got breast cancer and I decided then that that's it, I give them up.
For Margaret, like a lot of smokers, it wasn't her first attempt. She tried unsuccessfully 6 years ago.
I went on holidays, my sister was smoking and I lasted a week, and one night we were in a pub and she was sitting having a cigarette and I just looked and I said, I would kill for, and that was it. It was back to square one again.
Margaret says smoking had taken over every aspect of her life.
When the smoking ban came in, it was even worse because, okay, in the pub, but if you even went to it for a weekend away, you'd be saying, no, I wonder, can you smoke down here? Or can I get a room where they can smoke? And, you know, that's the part. It really does take over your life, definitely.
However, her final attempt to give up was different as she developed breast cancer. Now, Margaret says her life has been transformed since giving up cigarettes.
Well, I'm much healthier, much fitter. I don't have a cough. I don't get colds as often. I'm definitely much, much healthier.
Margaret says it's a tough thing to do, but she has this advice for anyone planning on kicking the habit.
You really, really have to want to give them up yourself. There's no point of people saying, no, you have to give them up, or but pick a date. That's the best thing to do.
Anyone thinking of quitting should get in touch with their GP or phone the National Smokers Quitline on 1850 201 203.
Real life for a real world, only on FM 104.
Live tonight at the Olympia. Yeah. FM 104's The Gig with Ali Merz, Aslan, Prissy, Roy Seven, the original Rude Boys, Cars Love Girls, Halo, and on stage, some stars of the All-Ireland winning Dublin squad and Sam. The excitement is building. There's still time to get your ticket from Ticketmaster and the Olympia box office. Every cent goes towards FM 104's Help a Dublin Child. Join us tonight at the Olympia with a star for FM 104's The Gig.
And speaking of The Gig, tonight at the Olympia, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by one of the headliners, well, the headliner of The Gig. He's here with me right now, Ollie Moores. Thanks very much for coming in.
No, thank you for having
me. What's
that
you're wearing? You smell good anyway.
Do I smell good? I'm actually, I don't know what I'm wearing today, actually. I've got a bit of a Chanel one, actually.
Really, yeah? There's so many to choose from then in the bathroom at home,
isn't there? It's the only one I've got. I got it for Christmas from my mum and dad, so I always wear it.
And did you get that hat from your mum and dad at Christmas as well?
No, I bought this one recently because, do you know what? I lost my other black hat.
Right.
I don't know where I lost it. I think I left it in a hotel room one afternoon or one evening. And, yeah, I've had to buy a new one.
I thought you were getting rid of them. I read something there recently saying you were getting rid of the hats.
I don't want to not wear them.
Yeah.
I like wearing them. It's just unfortunately because I'm doing a lot of TV at the moment on the Extra Factor and stuff. I don't tend to want to wear a hat because I think it looks quite unprofessional wearing a hat on TV as a presenter anyway. So I've decided that I'm just going to wear one without.
Looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, no, it's going to be fantastic. I mean, it's going to be a huge event. Help a Dublin Child and, you know, like I said, I really wanted to get involved in it, and all the proceeds are going to go to the ISBCC. ISPCC, sorry.
That's right.
So it's going to be a great gig, a lot of Irish local acts on there, and we're going to be going down. It's going to be starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Mm. And there is still tickets available for anyone that's listening that hasn't bought a ticket yet. It's going to be a massive event. All the money is going to be donated towards the charity, which is going to help loads of kids. And, you know, looking to raise about €50,000. So there is still tickets available tonight. They're about €30, between €30 to €35.
That's
is that
right?
Yeah. And obviously, they'll be available at the Olympia box office. So, but please, if anyone's listening, come down.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Oh, you feel the tension.
This could go straight away. It could take 5 keys to start. We're not
right.
Sure.
Who's first up then? Sharon, come here for a sec. All right. So what's your surname, Sharon?
Cunningham.
Sharon Cunningham from?
Blanchardstown.
Blanchardstown. Okay, you've picked number one, which means you can pick any box. Do you have a kind of box that you're feeling lucky for?
It's second last one.
Second last one. Okay, Sharon, we wish you all the best. Go get that box. Give her some support, everybody.
Right.
Okay, she got the box. She's opening it up. There's a key. Baz is with her now, and she's...
Will this be the key that starts the Fiat 500 matte black twin air?
She's sitting into the car now. She has the key. If this starts, she wins it. Best of luck.
She's adjusting her seat. You know when you get into someone else's car? Who left the seat like this?
It's not happening.
No.
Oh, give her some support. Well done. That's tough. Oh, so close.
We have...
Who's next? Sean.
Sean.
Sean from Tala.
Tala.
All right, Sean. What's your surname, Sean?
Sorry?
What's your surname?
Egan.
Egan. Sean Egan, and whereabouts are you from?
Just around the corner, Tyne North.
Just around, well, this will be a quick drive for you if you go home. All right, Sean, best of luck. In you go. Let's see how he does. Give him some support, everybody. He's got 4 boxes to choose from. He's taking
the
middle one. He's taking the key out.
Any last words, Sean?
Make sure it starts, please.
Here we go.
There's 3 other people hoping it doesn't.
I hope it's not in gear because we're standing right in front of it.
Here we go. It's not happening. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh. Will it be Laverne? Will it be Jenny? Or will it be Sharon?
Everybody in here went, oh, except for three people still to go. Who went, yes. All right, who's number three? Sharon, how are you? How are you? What's your surname?
Craig.
Sharon Craig from Blanche. All right. Which box are you going to go for, Sharon? The second one. Have you had your eye on that one since you sat down? Okay. All right. Best of luck. Go for it. Here she goes. Give her some support. Here she goes. Sharon from Blanche. She's taking the key out of the box.
Is Sharon about to sit in her brand
new
car? Baz
is going to sit her into the car now. If this starts, guys go mad because she's won it. If she doesn't start, then we'll move on. Here we go.
We're just checking.
Here we go. She's putting the key in now. No.
No.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Jenny, are you okay?
Yeah.
This girl looks like she needs a bit of fresh air.
Okay. Laverne standing up already. Laverne, you have a 50-50 chance here. Laverne from Lucan, is it? Laverne what?
Laverne O'Connor.
Laverne O'Connor from Lucan. You have two boxes. Which one is it? One of them's got a car, one of them isn't. Which is it?
It's my own.
Number five. Okay, off she goes. Give her some support. Here she goes. If this starts, she wins. If it doesn't,
Jenny, do you want to stand up?
Yeah.
Stand up here beside me.
Get ready.
It's either Laverne's or it's Jenny's.
Fourth chance. Here we go. Laverne. The lights have stopped.
Laverne!
She's just won a Fiat 500 matte black twin air. Oh my God. Well, thanks to our friends in Tal.
Well
Fiat.
Done.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, Oscar. How are you feeling?
I don't believe it. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't believe
wow.
it. Oh my God.
It's all yours. How does it? It looks amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I just can't believe it.
Can you give it a rev for us there?
Hey!
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You just made my Christmas.
2011 at FM 104 was the year of winning.
Four-star holidays the next 4 years.
Oh,
Lucy O'Connor from Artane, you have just won a brand new Renault Megane.
Oh my God.
The boyfriend are off to Madrid to see Coldplay.
Madrid is amazing.
Thanks, guys.
We gave away thousands of euros.
1,000 euros.
FM 104's Grand A Day in May.
I swear to God, I'm in shock here.
Oh my God.
We broadcast from the hottest locations.
FM 104 live from Ibiza.
Live from San Antonio, Ibiza.
And some faraway places.
Adrian Kennedy, you have traveled 2,653 kilometers.
I'm still running, so just stop me when I'm finished.
Now, get ready for even more in 2012. This January, we're giving you the chance to drive away in a brand new exclusive Fiat 500 Twin Air Blackjack. The winning starts all over again for 2012, only with Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.